Welcome to the DSS podcast series. The Department of Veterans Affairs is going through a time of great transformation, and much of this change is being driven by new models of healthcare delivery, the transition to value-based care, new mandates for federal agencies to modernize legacy systems, emerging innovations, as well as a new electronic health record modernization program. And today we're speaking with Himanshu Singh, who is the Medical Informatics Director at DSS. And prior to joining DSS, he had worked in the VA for more than 18 years, with the last 8 years being in a senior leadership role. And he will be discussing how the VA can manage this transformation through IT standardization and much more. And Himanshu, how are you doing today?
Great. Thank you for the opportunity.
Sure. Thanks for joining us. And before we really jump into the meat of this interview, if you don't mind, tell our listeners a bit more about your background.
Well, I have my background is in medicine and information system, and I initially joined in 2000 the VA as a chief health informatics officer and moved in different leadership positions to include chief operating officer or CEO within the VA family. And one of my greatest joy growing up as a child, as my late father was a VA physician, was the connections to the mission of the Department of Veterans Affairs in taking care of outstanding care of our veterans. Therefore, that has been a part of me and my professional ambition. And working with DSS, who is deeply committed to that cause of providing technologies and innovation and efficiency that will help the VA hospital in their care of our veterans. So I feel like I've not really left the VA or that mission of taking care of our veterans.
That's great. Thank you for that overview there. And let's shift real quick. So when it comes to the standardization of innovation at the VA, in your opinion, where are things right now with the agency and what needs to be improved?
So just a little background. I think we all know VA has a unique healthcare delivery model. When you look at an acute private healthcare system, it's really inpatient focused, where the VA has a more integrated interoperable model that provides, you know, a spectrum of care from outpatient, inpatient, specialty care, mental health, optometry, dental, pharmacy, prosthetics, and any other ancillary service under one integrated system. Now, VA recognizes that this is a huge task. So a lot of modernization efforts in the VA really started 10 to 15 years ago with the PAC model, which is the patient-aligned care team. That matured into PCMHI, which is the primary care and mental health integration, where we realized the social acceptance and expansion of behavioral health within our veterans. So how do we stay ahead of the curve? And now lately, VA has been going through a journey to move towards whole health model of care. So all of these are healthcare industry leaders in providing outstanding care to our veterans. One of the things as this has been moving forward, there has been a huge modernization effort through the total continuum of care. So what I mean by that is bringing innovations and innovative model of care and technology to help drive some of these clinical national modernization efforts like PAC, like PCMHI. One of the biggest drivers of success has been standardization efforts, because we know standardization, you know, it helps with quality and safety. And in the private sector, VA is not based on a revenue-based model, but in the private sector, it also reduces cost. Now, where are we with all of these efforts? While there has been a great movement towards standardization, I don't think we are where we need to be. And this is really important right now as the VA is moving to a new EMR as a part of its technology and electronic medical record modernization effort. And this is going to be huge. And one of the reasons why it's huge is when you talk about VA, you're talking about 150-plus medical center. You're talking about 1,200-plus community care outpatient clinics that also includes large healthcare centers. And what complicates it even further is they're not all on one database. What they are on 131 different Vista instances. So in layman's terms, it would be like having 131 different databases, and they all do not communicate with each other. So that makes standardization from a national perspective so much more important. And I think that's something that the VA really needs to embrace while they are, moving towards this. You know, they've set up a modernization office. They have set up a new EHRM office. But one thing we cannot lose sight of it, how are they ensuring that the standardization efforts is also in line with all of these modernization and implementation of the new electronic medical record.
Wow, that's a great point there, because that's a huge challenge right there. And, you know, kind of going separate from this concept and the idea of standardization of innovation, how can that help with sale metrics? And is that even part of this, or is that just kind of a separate thing?
No, definitely. I mean, it is a part. I think anytime, because what is sale about? It's about quality and patient safety, right? It's about moving the needle of the hospital to a high reliable organization that's providing outstanding patient care. Sale looks at your HEDIS and your ACS, ambulatory care sensitive condition measures. You know, we have a lot of veterans that have multiple chronic conditions. So when you look at a healthcare, anytime when you can standardize not just the technology, but also best of breed healthcare application, you can standardize protocols, you can standardize clinical pathways and treatment regimens. It becomes vital for evidence-based practice and fostering an environment of quality to patient care. It also, furthermore, reduces the risks of errors and improves patient safety. So I think it's tied. They're both tied together. As you move towards the standardization, you're going to have better, you know, you should see better outcomes through a lot of the sale. But the other big thing is when you standardize, right now, all of these sales activities are happening and they're collating that. Imagine if you're in one database, it becomes like a kid in a candy store if you're a researcher from an analytics and a business intelligence or an artificial intelligence perspective. It really is going to move the needle a lot farther ahead for us.
That's great. Appreciate that perspective there. So, you know, from your perspective overall, how can the VA better enhance their efficiencies, you know, access, suicide prevention? You know, there's a lot of stuff going on there, but this might be a bit of a loaded question, but would love to hear your take on that, how they can improve in these areas.
Well, one of the things is, once again, I want to go back to it. 150 plus medical center, 1200 plus sites of care to include community-based outpatient clinics and healthcare centers. So many databases. So all of this to move towards one database, or, you know, from that 131 Vista instances, couple of key undertakings that we have to acknowledge that's going to help with all of that is there's right now, you might have four or five competing innovative products in the VA, right? You have to evaluate it. The EHRM office, the Electronic Health Records Modernization Office, needs to create a team. While they're moving towards the new electronic medical records, you need to create a team to look at the best of breed solutions and standardize it throughout the VA. So you were talking about, let's just talk about, you were mentioning suicide, right? Right now, we might have, of the 150 hospitals, you might have 50 hospitals doing it one way, another 30 doing it another way, and another 10 or so doing it five other ways, right? How do you bring credibility and integrity to that process? You can't. So if there was this team that could look at all of the different ways things are being done, or are there commercial off-the-shelf product, or their innovative applications sitting out there that would meet the clinical user's criteria in maintaining that patient care, then standardizing that throughout the VA would bring better outcomes and better patient care, and it would help us pull analytics and create a patient care ROI for that particular area or service of care, like behavioral health. So the same thing, another thing is, you know, we are looking at, as we're moving towards that environment, one thing we cannot lose sight of is that as we are implementing new EMR, as we're looking at best of breed solutions, we have to make sure that all of this are on strong foundation, that there's the foundations to support, implement, train, and educate not just the clinical care providers, but also our veterans who are going to be part of that journey. So how do we create that model of care also as we transition towards the new EMR and our new continued modernization efforts? Finally, one of the things is we cannot lose sight of mitigating any risk. What do I mean by that? We have to ensure that there's no impact to patient care and access to care. So as we're going towards these efforts, how do we ensure that there's no impact to patient care and access to care? And also, you have to understand that VA is set up on a different financial model than the private sector. We're not a revenue-based. A lot of our veterans get care, but a lot of it is based on their compensation? Are they service-connected? Were they combat veterans or not? And that falls into these different eligibility criteria. So as we move towards this new model of care, we cannot lose sight of that, because if we do, there's going to be a lot of financial impact to our veterans. And that also needs to be a focal point as we not only move to a new EMR, but as we are continue our standardization and modernization effort to ensure that we're not having a negative impact to patient care or patient experience or financial hit to our veterans.
Great points there. You know, and at the top of the podcast here, Himanshu, you mentioned how working at DSS, you feel like you're still, you know, advancing the VA's mission overall. So from your perspective, how does DSS offer a suite of solutions that can help with these challenges and essentially be standardized across the VA?
I think that has been the mission of DSS for the last 25 plus years. I think having a CEO and president of the company who is a combat Air Force veteran and who is committed to not dollars and financial revenue, but to ensuring that we provide the best breed of solution for our VA family, and in turn, that will provide outstanding care to our veterans. So that has been our focus, and it's evident in a lot of our application. When we built Suicide Prevention Manager, it really looks at high-risk veterans and how do we create a solution that is customer-facing and customer-focused, and where application doesn't drive patient care, but the application is being driven by the customer to bring the most efficient patient care possible. And SPM is a tool that's EMR agnostic, so it can sit on any EMR platform, and it helps with those high-risk reach vet population that are struggling with behavioral health issues. Another application is Vista Chemotherapy Manager. It is well received by the National Program Office, and again, a system built that is customer focused, which in turn makes their process more efficient. We have Periop Manager, which has already shown a lot of positive outcomes within the VA environment in creating more access to patients who require surgery. So when you can now take on more than, you know, anywhere from 5 to 10 patients per month on a conservative note, imagine the impact to access to care. Also, you create checks and balance within that, the analytics of it. So you can look retrospectively on what are areas of improvement and what are you doing well. Theradoc, infection control. These are all tools that are customer focused and built around systems that can be integrated into any EMR platform. And as VA is moving towards the standardization effort, these are technologies that will complement it. One of the things I talked about was, how do you ensure patient care and patient safety through this disruption of moving towards a new EMR? The last thing you want to do is take technologies that are customer-focused, patient-focused, and remove it from the environment to cause negative impact to patient care and negative impact to access. We have been doing this with our veterans and VA family for the last 25 plus years. So I think our solution complement not only VA's modernization efforts, but VA's standardization efforts, and also it complements the VA's move towards value-based and high reliable organization.
Outstanding. You know, Himanshu, this has been a great podcast. And before we sign off, is there anything to add? Anything we may have missed? I know this is a huge topic. We could probably talk about this for hours, but just wanted to see, for the purpose of this discussion, anything else to add?
No, I mean, my only thing is that, you know, as the VA continues to move towards a high reliable organization and its and standardization efforts, I think, you know, DSS is right there with our VA family. And because we believe that as those efforts happen, things like best of breed healthcare application, protocols, clinical pathways, treatments, fostering an environment of quality patient care, we are aligned with that same mission. And we truly believe those standardization efforts and movement towards high reliable organization and value-based care, it will limit the risk of error and improve patient safety and patient outcomes. So we're right there, and we hope to continue to be a part of that journey with the Department of Veterans Affairs.
That's great. What a perfect way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive DSS podcast interview with Himanshu Singh, who is the Medical Informatics Director at DSS. And as we mentioned, prior to joining the company, he had worked for the VA for more than 18 years, with the last 8 years being in a senior leadership role. And he was kind enough to share his insights into how the VA can manage basically the agency overall in a time of great transformation through IT standardization. And Himanshu, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.